هیچ کدوم از اعضای اشرف حق ارتباط آزادانه با خانواده‌هاشون رو ندارند.
A terrorist organization from within. A former member of the anti-Iran terrorist group Mujahideen-e Khalq organization describes how things are like at Camp Ashraf in Iraq's Diyala province.
در قرن ارتباطات هیچ کدوم از اعضای اشرف حق استفاده از تلفن و موبایل ندارند.
Having lived so many years in misery, Maryam Sanjabi says, I surrendered myself to the Iraqi forces last week when they were deployed around Camp Ashraf. The woman goes on to say the only thing that can separate a member from the MKO is death.
من از زمانی که عضو شورای رهبری این سازمان شدم به من ابلاغ شد که دیگه هرگز نمیتونم این سازمان رو ترک کنم. و اگر زمانی خواستم از این سازمان جدا بشم حکم من مرگ. حبایسی با قرص سیانو خودکشی کنم.
This man, another former MKO member, calls a lie the denouncing of violence by the MKO.
در موزه درونی این سازمان در واقع هیچ چیزی ندارم به جز جنگ مبارزه با مسلحانه.
The MKO set up Camp Ashraf in Iraq in the 1980s, at the peak of Iraq's war on Iran. The MKO is responsible for many deadly terrorist attacks inside Iran over the past three decades. Thousands of people lost their lives in those attacks, among them some top officials, including a former president and judiciary chief. The group also took part in the brutal crackdown on Iraqi people by the regime of the former dictator Saddam Hussein, both in the north by the Kurds and in the south by the Shiites. Much of the international community, including the U.S., considers the MKO a terrorist group. The fate of the group appears to have been sealed. The Iraqi government says it must leave Iraq by the end of this year.